Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Live this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Make sure you go back and relive Craig Peters. That was funny. He phoned the program just a couple minutes ago. And also, we're talking to Stephen Michael Quezada from Breaking Bad. He's also a comedian and performing with Nick Dite in a couple different places, a couple of different venues. Where are the venues tonight?
James Arthur Vineyards in Raymond, Nebraska, and Screamers in Lincoln.
And then tomorrow night, where are you, Nick?
Yes, I'll be at J&R Saloon in Shenandoah, Iowa, tomorrow night.
All right. He'll be following the program, is it half hour plus?
Yep. Okay. Yep, about a half hour. About
Whistle
half
Stop hour. Comedy tonight.
Yeah.
Two venues.
All right.
Was on this date in 1899. You might remember where you were when Jacob German of New York City became the first driver ever arrested for speeding. His taxi was observed driving over the posted speed limit of 12 miles an hour.
Was he going 15? How fast did they go then?
They didn't have radar.
Yeah.
It was just faster
That's
than
good.
12.
How'd they know that?
It was faster than 12. Well, okay, but for years the cops picked up people for speeding without radar.
Right. They I did. Think,
did they use a stopwatch?
Right. You're right. Or they follow him.
He was observed.
He could have been driving the same
faster
speed
than everybody else that's speeding.
That's it.
I feel bad for that guy because the cop's like, you know why I pulled you over? It's like, no.
15. Yeah, I was going 15.
You're the first guy ever to get pulled over for speeding.
Yeah. Well, they may have been warning people.
Yeah.
That, hey, look, we're going to have to start doing something about this. If we see you, you might be the first.
I was counting one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and you made it from light post to light post
quicker.
And
this was where?
Let's see if it says here. New York City.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if they had signs posted. Speed limit 12.
It says the posted
12-mile-an-hour
speed limit.
Well, did they have a speedometer back then?
That's a good question.
That's like the posted speed limit where's University of Mississippi? It's not Peyton Manning. It's Archie Manning's number 18. That's been that way. And there's an area of Oxford, Mississippi. Yeah.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
The posted speed limit through the campus is 18 in honor of.
University of?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. In honor of Archie Manning.
This damn Manning.
Yeah, so if somebody went 20 and got pulled over. Why wasn't you number 40, you know?
Yeah.
Said it's stupid,
12 and 18 are dumb speed limits.
Right.
And 10.
Yeah.
That was a Manning number as well.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd say something is a dumb speed limit.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd have an opinion about a speed limit.
Well, it should be multiples of five.
Right.
I actually caught a little bit of Peyton and Eli on the
Nick's gonna
Joe
out.
Buck-led alternate broadcast
of, game?
Of the PGA. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
He's doing that this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
They had it on the mothership for like an hour yesterday, and I happened to be, and it was.
Any good?
It was fine. Yeah.
The game's kind of slow for them. They really keep the conversation going, you think, right?
Yeah. Joe Buck did mention, he said, you know, the one thing you can do to piss off golf fans is to not talk about the shot that's on the screen, which is exactly what they're doing.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah. No, Buck does the, when Fox had the U.S. Open. He would call golf then.
Yeah.
So though.
Who cares what
but he's not really calling
about golf?
No,
he's not really calling the what's on the screen. They're just rapping with the guests and oh yeah, that guy hit a shot. Look at that. You know?
Craig, have you seen what like six people in the United States have?
Monkeypox?
Here we come. Walk down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. The people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Now, if we're stuck inside for a year because of monkeypox, that won't be funny, but it's funny now.
I was thinking that. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, when this turns into the next pandemic, you're not going to be laughing about that bit.
Well, it's not.
Here we come.
It's might be.
I love the worthy. I still love the bit.
It's not pandemic worthy at this point.
Unless you're rubbing your monkeypox on somebody's outworks.
Is it caught?
Oh, yeah, it's physical.
Right.
That's right. It's like leprosy, right?
You catch it from actual monkeys?
It's tough to catch it from people, but you can. It does come through the animal chain.
Right. But it's not airborne, right?
Correct.
You touch other people's monkey hands.
Right. Yeah.
It's nasty looking, too. You're going to tell somebody has monkeypox.
Yeah, they look like boils.
Exactly, right. Ugh. It does. It's like boils.
Here we go.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Who was that basketball player that touched all the mics at the beginning of COVID? Is he going to go out and touch everybody?
Yeah, the dude from the Jazz, right?
Yeah, Rudy Gobert.
Yeah. He's got monkeypox everywhere.
That's amazing, though.
Yeah. I know. When's the last time we saw monkeypox?
So patient zero had to catch the monkeypox from an actual monkey?
It's a great question, Todd. Don't know.
It is a question.
It is what do they call that? Zoonotic. Where diseases can jump between species.
All right. Good thing there's not goat pox, or is there puss?
Mm.
Well, we'd know.
Obviously not.
Well,
yeah. Obviously not.
A pox on your goat, but no.
If there is, puss is scary. Right.
Yeah, they've been showing the hands of these people. Is it going to other parts of their face or something like that? Or just the hands?
All over their person.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Does it kill them or is it just like bad?
No.
Okay.
It's not necessarily deadly.
Got it.
Is it painful? It looks like it might be.
It looks like they pop, doesn't it, eventually?
Yeah.
So then these videos are going to be everywhere, pimple poppers.
Right. Yeah, they look like
the monkey pox.
They look like supersized zits that are just ready to pop. And bleh.
Speaking of that, last night on Young Sheldon, I don't know if it was a new one. It just happened to be on, wife throws the network TV up.
No, you DVR Young Sheldon. I know you do.
No,
go ahead.
No, but...
It's the only three channels that exist. What are you going to do?
Penn and Teller starred as a zit.
Oh, that's a new one.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Well, Sheldon's friend. I don't know who the character is.
I've never seen the Young Sheldon.
He's going to pop a zit on his face and...
I stole that from Family Guy.
They come on, and it is. It was kind of like an aside, all off Family Guy.
Right, right. When Chris had a zit that held a gun on him. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they going to do in high schools?
What was that?
To know if a kid has monkeypox or just how their face
rare. Goes. It's almost impossible to get it.
And I
had a whole thing written up about it, and I can't find it. So it's fine.
It also appears pretty hard to find to hide.
I like that.
If you got the monkeypox, you probably can't hide it.
I kind of like that. Now I can kill that right away.
If people are going to get monkeypox to own the libs,
yeah, that's right. My body, my boil. That'll be their call. Idiots. You see the guy I posted yesterday that burnt printed tickets, by the way, to a, what's her name?
Oh, it was Olivia
Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Rodrigo.
He was a big musclehead freak in his driveway. And his daughter, they spent like, $3,500 on tickets to see this chick. And I guess they want a vaccine to get in. And he's burning the printed tickets, this MAGA moron. And basically, all I printed out was these guys are so fun, so easy to make fun of because they're such idiots. But if you, the original post, all the comments are saying, you know, they could just reprint those or they're on their phone, whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Sell them.
Right. Chances are it's not even, it's an e-ticket anyway.
Yes. And you printed them off.
And
right.
you printed them off. Great. You're out 3 cents for the pieces of paper.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Right.
You can go resell those tickets right after you film that video.
Now, he
poser.
Seemed serious, like he probably told his daughters they couldn't go. So he seemed actually pretty serious. But you're right. If he's probably a poser, got the money back, burnt the ticket.
Absolutely, he did.
Yeah. He's just a bad dad and an idiot.
He's a moron.
All right.
He doesn't say no to roids either, by the way, if you look at the photo. Yeah.
Well, he knows
a little bit
knows.
More about the monkeypox. I found what I wrote up about it. Okay. Here's the deal.
Here we go.
usually contracted from a rodent or small mammal. Does not spread easily from one person or another.
Good.
But the monkeypox virus can spread through contact with bodily fluids, monkeypox sores, or items like clothing and bedding that have been contaminated with the virus.
Yeah, don't
it can spread from, typically, though, in a close setting.
So don't let the monkeys use your towel.
Oh, yeah, now that, I usually don't. Yeah.
This is key, and hopefully we hear more about this. Let me see here. It is similar. Monkeypox is a rare but dangerous infection similar to the now eradicated smallpox virus. Now then, it is so close to the smallpox virus that if you got the smallpox vaccine.
And we all did.
You're good.
All right.
I didn't know it was in that, though.
Yeah, what's in that? All kids, people already had that vaccine when you're kids, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. Right.
Well, that's good.
Absolutely.
Other subsets? Like, is there capuchin pox, you know, named after particular monkeys?
I'm not aware of that.
Is there macaque pox?
Yes, there is.
Well, there's certainly a pox on...
Yeah. Get that checked.
Those are called, yeah.
Get that checked.
That's herpes.
Right.
I admire the effort that it took to get there, Todd.
Herpes. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I saw the macaque coming down the road there.
You did.
Well, if you're looking for
it. I still enjoyed it when it happened then.
Yeah, you know. I appreciate all of it.
Yep.
Pac-12 getting rid of divisions.
Oh, they are.
Big Ten's going to do that, too, because the Big Ten West is too easy, man.
Yeah, the Pac-12 no longer going to have divisions.
I heard the ACC's talking about it, too.
They should,
the NCAA
man.
Released its restrictions on college football's conference championship games, so the Pac-12 title game will now just feature the two teams that finish with the best winning percentage.
Yeah, you're going to play
the way it should be?
Right. Yes.
That's the way it should be, but I'm all for divisions, too, because, you know, if you rotate, then they probably won't play, like Arizona State, Arizona won't play every year.
Yeah,
and they should.
No,
they're still
working on that.
They're going to keep rivalry
most
games.
Years.
I was telling you guys off the air, the model I heard the ACC was talking about, they called it a 3-5-5 model. So there's three teams that you would play every year.
Okay.
So you'd maintain three rivalry games, and then the other 10 teams would be split up into five this year, five next year, back and forth.
Right. Okay, so it'd be like being in a division.
One big division.
Yeah, it's still different, though, you know, because you're not winning the one side, you know. They've been complaining for years in the Big Ten because you've got Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan on one side. And like it or not, they're three of the better programs.
Yeah.
I don't care what you hate, whatever. And lately, the West has just been like Iowa. Once they're okay. They beat people. Minnesota. Huskers have been nothing in the West recently.
Well, they won a competitive championship game.
Yeah. Right, and they've been getting that. Yeah.
They haven't been getting it lately. They've been getting somebody getting their ass handed to them.
The way it worked in the Pac-12 was, you know, there's six in each, only two divisions.
Right.
Six in each division. So you play all five in your division.
Right.
And I think you skip two from the other division.
Yeah, they're going to rotate some of them, obviously. Right.
If they get rid of divisions of the Big Ten, Nebraska better not play Ohio State very often because that is not fair.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, take it from me. Penn State plays them every year. It's tough.
I think it should be one of their rivalry games.
Right. Or any other good teams.
No.
They shouldn't have to play other good teams.
Exactly.
That's just
let them get back on their feet.
That's right. It's good for the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's only been 30 years.
All right.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Holy cow. A female baseball reporter.
Yeah, I saw this.
Oh, man.
She's okay.
Colorado
though.
Rockies TV reporter Kelsey Wingert says she's hanging in there after getting hit in the gourd with a 95-mile-an-hour line drive.
Whoa.
I can't believe she
right in the forehead, yeah. Top of the forehead.
Yeah.
Oh damn! I'm just seeing the after.
Was she?
Yeah, that's all there is.
What, near a cameraman down the first baseline or something?
Must have been. I didn't see the actual photo. I saw the picture of her scar.
I didn't know they kept track of how fast your line drives were going.
They can.
I suppose they
can time that now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they see how fast it's coming off the bat and this and that and the other things. Yeah, she was in the first base side camera well.
She stayed in the mic, too. Here's the audio.
Sorry, I just got hit by a rock.
That's a huge wound.
I know. And that could kill you.
I don't think.
But you know what, though? Yeah. Hit her the best spot. The forehead, that's the toughest part of your head. If it hits her in the temples or even but the toughest part of your head is right there.
She's going to have to go John Olerud to wear the little plastic helmet like that dude did for years.
Or they might have to install a steel plate.
All right.
Yeah.
The CT scan came back just fine.
Didn't knock her out.
She's a hard-headed woman.
You're right.
She said she got internal and external stitches.
If it hit her in the head anywhere else,
she could have died instantly.
Or at least got knocked unconscious.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, that's happened to some of the base coaches before.
There was a minor league baseball first base coach killed about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Line drive to the side of the head. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm now
holy
that I
cow. She got whacked in 2018 with the covering the Braves and she got a fractured eye socket.
They usually have a baseball player standing there a lot of times in these sideline interviews.
Well, she was just in the first base camera well during the ball game.
In the well. Got it. That can happen.
You should probably start wearing a cage.
Yep.
Well, now that I look at this, I'm surprised that they don't make those people wear some sort of protection.
They might now.
Yeah.
They're pretty reporters on the sideline. They don't want to mess them up.
I get it, but I mean, damn, that's like a 3-inch scar she's got on her forehead.
Yeah, they make the ball guys, the ball women and ball dudes out there on the sidelines, they have
I think after helmets. That minor league baseball incident, the base coaches wore helmets.
They have their helmets now,
they
right?
do. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're technically behind the fencing of the railing, I guess. But
it's quick, man.
It doesn't take much for one of those balls to sneak through.
Yeah, that's what she said.
No, I'm surprised more spectators who are, you know, along the foul lines.
Well,
they got netting
low.
Now.
That netting's all the way down.
They got the netting now.
Okay. Yep, it's the whole way down, and it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But for the longest time, it wasn't.
No. It wasn't. They wanted people behind the dugouts to have the best seats, and they bitched these stadiums. They
said, "Oh, I think the real danger zone is a little beyond that. When you just get into the outfield,
well, it goes pretty far out there now. No, the real danger zone was right above the dugout for years, but that's all deaded off now.
Well, it also protects the players a bit because you don't the old video of Jeter, you know, chasing that one into the stands and coming up all beat up, you know, it catches the player too,
or their foul ball kills somebody. They got to live with that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah."
Yeah, I'm surprised the batters who are on deck don't get hit more often.
Yeah, that's part of the game.
Pay attention.
They're further back, too, but, you know. Well, all the dugouts are wide open in Major League Ball, so that ball flies in there a lot, man.
I think the base coaches are funny. I was at one of my nephew's games, and the coaches are out there, and sometimes they just don't do anything. You're just standing there waiting for somebody to get on base.
It's Little League, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. When in any other sport, there's not a coach like on the field like that.
I know.
And it's even weirder for the pros. I mean, Mike Trout makes what? $20 million a year at least? Who knows? Like an insane amount of money. And he has to, some other dude tells him when to run?
Well, you're not watching the ball when you're running. You shouldn't be watching the ball. You okay, Todd? Wrong pipe.
I breathed in coffee.
Oh, no.
I see.
Try air next time. A little smoother going down.
Yeah.
I do that way too often.
Breathe in coffee?
Yeah, well, I mean, my top of my trachea or something.
It's extra wide or what's the problem?
It's been getting pounded for so long. That's getting so pounded for years now. It starts to break through.
You got to give it a break.
Right. No, don't, I think the hinge don't give it a break.
The hinge needs oiled or something.
Something.
Okay, well, all right, that's what we do. We oil that thing for you.
The flap doesn't go down soon
enough.
I know it doesn't.
Yeah.
That's what's great about it.
It's okay.
Well, if you like it.
Oh, we do.
Then we won't get it fixed.
We do. Just be careful with the coffee, you know.
Apparently, researchers are telling us about another issue with deep fake technology. The bit where, you know, you can put anybody's face on your head,
mm-hmm.
for instance, anybody's voice, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, especially for the pictures of the deep fakes, researchers have found that the biometric tests that are used by banks and cryptocurrency exchanges, the different things that look at, you know, this, that, and the other thing, they can be fooled by deep fake technology.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so just keep an eye on that.
Oh, using facial recognition, that kind of stuff?
That yeah. sort of okay, thing, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to stick to old-fashioned password numbers to get in your phone instead of looking at it? Somebody could deep fake your face, Craig, and get in your phone, because I don't have that on my phone.
I heard
it's pretty convenient.
You do have it on your phone, right. You just don't have it on.
I don't use it, yeah, I don't use it.
And it's super convenient.
Unless somebody looks like you, like that ref. That NFL ref, get a hold of your phone, man.
I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah.
I'll do more than deep fake your face. But we'll start with that.
Yeah.
Well, we just got to move over to like some sort of, you know, implanted chip in our wrist or something, because that'll be fine.
Yeah. I think the anal, Todd always thought
that'd be better than remembering a password.
Ass face. No, your ass recognition.
Ass, anal recognition.
Anal recognition.
Anal
right there.
Recognition.
You know everyone's different.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, the face ID is great until sometimes it'll take it a few times to catch.
Right.
I'm like, what did I do to my face?
Yeah.
Like, can you check, make sure you still have both your eyebrows? Like, what's going on?
Does it pick up puffy alcohol face the next morning?
No, okay. That's a concern.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, mine'll open. Mine'll open with the hat and sunglasses on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It does.
More or less difficult to deep fake your ass.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's so fine. So here's another one of these stories. A Michigan teacher is on leave after a biology assignment.
Oh, no.
That included a picture of former President Obama.
Oh, of course it did. No. So she's a racist dumbass, right? Am I right already?
Probably.
Okay.
Certainly a dumbass.
Okay. Well, if it's race involved, that means she might be a little racist, too. Go ahead.
Okay.
What'd she do?
But the dumbassery may trump. No pun intended.
Got it.
So there was a picture of former President Obama along with monkeys. And then the students were asked to identify the primates.
Man. No, she's not. That's
no.
not. She's racist.
Can't do that.
That's not dumbass. That's racist, you know.
The school's director of diversity, Carolyn Lett, said she couldn't believe what she saw. Absolutely stunned.
Craig.
But then she goes on to say
You're allowed to be open about that stuff now.
No, she said the teacher doesn't get it.
No, I don't believe
that. The teacher does not realize the sensitivity of what was asked.
Well, then she shouldn't even graduate from high school. That makes no sense to me. I don't understand what that means.
Then don't teach my kids.
Don't even exist. Oh, do not teach kids.
Yeah, the diversity director there at that school said her reaction was that it's so wrong. I mean, it was just so incredulous. She couldn't believe it actually happened. And then she goes and talks to this person, and they said, what are you talking about?
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
It's tough to believe that she was that dumb.
Because you could have put a white dude in there
exactly.
And gotten the same answer.
Right.
Well, and teachers, now, especially this close to the end of the year.
Right.
Like, you go 2 more weeks without doing something racist.
I wish I would have just banged a student. That's what they're thinking, you know, at that point.
You know, there was a time when I kind of used to think along the same lines as conservative guys. Oh, the liberals pull the race card too much. But then when you look into it.
They own it now.
No. When you say, when it appears something is racist, it's because it is a lot.
It is.
The reason people say something's racist is because it happens a lot.
Right.
Like, since we first started this country.
Yeah, and we're going backwards.
Yeah,
we're going backwards.
It's been going on for a while.
We're going backwards. We are going backwards because it's allowed now.
Yeah.
You know?
And you can say, the Irish and the Italians. No, it's always the white guy that was doing the oppressing.
Yes, it was.
Never the other way around.
Todd,
give me an instance.
You're teaching that CRT,
where people of color
CRT.
Oh, okay.
CRT. Zombies, go back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.